96.3 WDVD. It's 8:04. It's the Blaine Fowler Morning Show. And every Thursday at this time, we have a really smart guy in our room. It's Dr. Steve. He's a psychologist.
What's
and
up?
Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve. What up?
Where's the smart guy?
Well, yeah, Joe just left the room. So, yeah, you're right. Okay, we got this email from Mary Jean. She says, "Dear Blaine, last week I cut off an emailing and texting relationship with an old friend from high school whom I had been talking to for about 3 months because I was beginning to have inappropriate thoughts about him. We are both married, and I know it's wrong. I feel very guilty about this because it keeps happening to me. I have these same feelings about a guy at work and even my sister's husband sometimes. Whoa. I try very hard to push these feelings away, but they always come back. Help me. I'm afraid I will never be able to have a good relationship because I'm thinking about all these other people. I wouldn't want my husband to have these thoughts. What can I do to stop them, and what is wrong with me? Thanks, Mary Jean." Lauren, what do you think?
My first thought is, if it feels wrong, it's probably wrong.
Right.
I think having great relationships with opposite sex people. I have a boyfriend. We both have friends. He has friends that are girls. I have friends that are guys. I might have a conversation with a guy that I might not have with my boyfriend. It doesn't, not in any, you know, but it doesn't feel wrong. It's great to have friends. But if she's constantly feeling this way, I think there might be a little something deeper. I think maybe she does need to be single. Maybe she's not actually attracted to these three examples that she's giving, but maybe there's something going on in her relationship that's causing her to connect emotionally with these other people.
What do you think? 313-298-9630. I think Lauren hit on a lot of good points. I think the thing that you said that I really completely agree with is, if you think it's wrong, then it is wrong. Mm-hmm. Then it's definitely wrong. What do you think? 313-298-9630. Now, Lauren made the point that if it feels wrong to you, then it probably is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Might be emotional infidelity. Dr. Steve, you're the psychologist. What do you think? What would you tell Mary Jean?
Okay, well, first, we're going to do just a quick experiment. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, ready to you guys?
Yep.
Don't think of this. Don't think of a pink elephant with a purple mohawk. What are you thinking about?
A pink elephant with a purple mohawk. But I'm colorblind, so it's all like red and white.
So now it's on a tightrope with a little umbrella.
Oh, my God.
What are you thinking about?
That.
Right. The point is, you can't stop your thoughts from just happening. Your thoughts are your thoughts. They just occur.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about, you don't have to act on them. But when we spend all this time having, we try to do all this controlling of things you can't stop from occurring, that then it starts to control your life. So just think about something. People are going to mistake what I'm saying, okay? Obviously, acting on it is wrong.
Right.
Obviously, talking about, hey, we should get together, that's wrong.
Right.
Obviously, even intimating it is wrong.
Right.
Okay? But you can't control just a thought that says, hey, look at her. Hey,
she's gorgeous.
Look at him. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But that's what this feels like to me. Like she feels guilty about just having the thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're not defined by your thoughts. You're defined by your actions entirely. Have you ever had the thought, I could just kill that guy.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you're a killer? You're a murderer now?
Right.
You're not defined by
that. How many times do you yell at people from your car while you're on the road? I'm going to run that dude off the road. I say that like practically every day.
Right.
But don't act on it.
I don't. No.
But you don't act on it.
Right.
And you don't give it energy by continuing to think about it and going down the road. It's just a fleeting thought that you have, and it's entirely normal because we just have that reaction. People get all spun because they have these normal thoughts, and then they feel terrible about just the thought. So if you think about this, they're just ideas, okay? But we give them energy in two ways. One way you give them energy is to, I'm not going to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Pink elephant, purple mohawk.
Can't do it.
The more you
it's
try
impossible.
To not think about, I'm not going to think about that elephant. That's all you can think about. So you give them energy by pushing them away, and you give them energy by digging into it further. Hey, look at that girl walking down the street. I wonder this and that, and we could go here. I mean, if you go deep into the thing and get all this detailed,
then
you gave
wrong.
It energy too.
Right.
But if it's a fleeting thing, hey, she was kind of, that's normal.
Right.
Don't act on it, but don't beat yourself up for it because you're given energy in either direction.
But 3 months of texting and stuff is more than just a thought,
but she didn't say we were 3 months texting and intimating all this sort of stuff or talking. We were just, I mean, I... I could have, you know, texting and email with you guys.
Yeah.
For a couple months. Hey, what's going on? Hey, right. I'll be at the show next week, whatever. Right. But if all of a sudden I thought, that Blaine, he, you know.
Yeah, that's Steve.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that could happen here and there.
He could give me some therapy. Right. Hey, sexual tension, you could cut it with a knife.
That just happens, you know.
Right.
It just happens, right. You know. And she said she doesn't want her husband thinking that. Well, I want my wife to be normal and real. Just because we got married and signed a piece of paper didn't mean she stopped being human, and neither did any of us.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, she is, but you should be able to talk about it. Hey, look at her.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. My wife all the time says, did you see that guy? That guy out, you know, the guy mowing the lawn. Wow, what a stud.
How weird is this, though, when my wife and my daughter perv out over Liam Hemsworth together? I'll be like, what's going on? Oh, world's colliding.
This that's
is
allowed.
Is it allowed?
Yeah, why not?
Let's see what Norma.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
It's just normal. Why are we getting all spun about it?
Let's see what Norma has to say. Norma, you're on Therapy Thursday.
I think that she was right, that, you know, that there is something deeper. But I don't think that means that she needs to be single. I think she just needs to maybe start watching a little more playoff hockey with her husband or something.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, all right.
You know, and just work on that relationship. And I don't think that she should feel so guilty. And I think we all have thoughts sometimes. But
right.
The fact that she knows that they're wrong is definitely a good sign for her marriage.
Well, Norma, mm-hmm. I think, too, that, you know, like you said, we all have thoughts sometimes, but it's what we do with those thoughts. Do you act on them? If you don't act on them, I don't know if that's, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's not the worst thing in the world.
But, yeah, but she's not acting on them.
Well, she had a 3-month email relationship with someone. I mean, emotional infidelity.
She might not be acting physically.
But I think in there she said it was, you know, it's just normal email.
Okay.
But once she started to feel, you know, things that she thought was inappropriate, then she stopped it. Right.
Yeah.
Right. But to talk, I mean, we have email relationships. Hey, you know, all of us do it. It's nothing wrong. But, you know, just because you have the thought doesn't mean something's wrong. We all have these thoughts.
Right.
And Norma, I like what you said about reconnecting with her husband. You know, like maybe she needs to take those feelings and go back into the relationship and be like, maybe we need to connect on some stuff, you know? Could be that easy.
Yeah. Norma, as always, good call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve. Check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
The Blaine Fowler Morning Show.
96.3 WDVD.